This is the Composer's Datebook for June 11th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1931, the Russian-born American composer Nicholas Leninsky was in Paris, conducting the second of two concerts of modern music from the Americas, both bankrolled by a retired insurance executive and composer named Charles Ives. While the first of these concerts concentrated on symphonic works, the second showcased chamber pieces by Latin American composers like Pedro San Juan, Carlos Chávez, and Alejandro Caturla, as well as works by Franco-American composers Carlos Salcedo and Edgar Varèse. North America was represented by the European premiere of Wallingford Rieger's Three Canons for flute, oboe, clarinet, and bassoon. Normally, you don't have to have a conductor for chamber music with four players, but in this case, Leninsky did beat time for the Parisian wind players hired for the gig. As Leninsky put it, some instrumental parts were written in 5/8 and others in 2/8. I started beating time in 5/8, whereupon the binary musicians began to gesticulate at me to show their discomfort. What was I to do? Okay, I said, I will conduct 5/8 with my right hand and 2/8 with my left. I was so delighted with my newly found ambidextrous technique that I applied it in other pieces as well. Someone quipped that my conducting was evangelical, for my right hand knew not what my left hand was doing. Composer's Datebook is supported by Progressive Insurance, small business protection for more than vehicles, with specialized coverages to protect against financial loss. More at progressivecommercial.com. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.